Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations, Six Capitals, Six Points of View, Kyiv. The news this week, Professor, from Kyiv is give us more weapons. Give us more high-end weapons. Give us more anti-air. Give us more tanks. And we have reason to believe that the pipeline is flowing from Poland right through to the front line. The Kyiv point of view, if you can read it, Professor. Thank you.
Well, thank you. They're not getting as many weapons as they should. If we, the United States, were in Ukraine fighting this war, we would be employing all sorts of systems that they don't have. And therefore, it's very insensitive and unfair of us to look at, say, the hecatombs at Bakhmut and say, isn't it terrible, all these tens of thousands of people getting killed, when we have in our inventory the missiles and so forth that would get rid of that Russian artillery overnight. But we don't dare share it with them because our president and prime and our foreign minister and so forth are they have a belief that escalation, which is like fire, that escalation can somehow be prevented if we just give them obsolete weapons. That said, their weapons are so much better than what they thought what we were planning to give them at the beginning, that it has transformed the situation, and their army is now roughly at NATO standard. The one thing that's missing is air power. And if you're launching an offensive, it's very important to have air power, and particularly you want to have air-to-ground power. And the F-16 is really our best air-to-ground platform. That's what F-16s are not. They don't do what Raptors, what F-22s do, which is go up and fly these extraordinary sort of G-20 loops and stuff in the sky, you know, invisible to all. F-16, you load it up with air-to-ground missiles. You fly over target. You fly a bunch of F-16s over the target. You unleash all the missiles, and there's no more target. And anybody who knows the least thing about war will understand that if you are in a counteroffensive, you've got to have air power. Now, we finally decided this, but we really decided it. It's sort of as if we got to the beach in our three-piece suits, and that's when, golly, if I'm going to go swimming, I'm going to need a bathing suit. And what are you going to do? Are you going to just let your undies do, or are you going to, it's a problem. And of course, it was obvious, I think, to anybody with any sense whatsoever that we should provide to Ukraine an integrated, balanced force that had enough of all the things you need to win, and then say to them, win. Now, how soon the F-16s are going to get there, I don't know. Are they a silver bullet? No, nothing is a silver bullet. Does anybody else have F-16s? The Poles have F-16s. And I think that one of this and other of those countries that are right next to Russia, my thought is that at some point, if things get bad, we're going to have the kind of flying tigers we're already having. The Ukrainians have already got quite a number of foreigners fighting in their ranks. And there's actually one poor Chinese guy who volunteered to go fight on the Russian side. And he went back to China to discover that his house had been destroyed and his family had been arrested, and he was not declared a hero, although he was in the newspapers. But there is a possibility that if the war goes badly, that the countries that are nearby are simply going to say, look, we can't wait for the United States. We can, for instance, the Swedes have this Gripen 35, which is an absolutely magnificent aircraft, and they could get involved. So I worry that if we don't start approaching something like decision, then the war is going to escalate. In fact, I think that is what's going to happen. That said, the Ukrainian offensive seems to be moving along steadily, but not very fast. I mean, they don't have people on horseback with banners charging and all the rest. They do what they've done all along, which is they send very small groups of soldiers to probe, to go in, to destroy something, then to retreat. And gradually, over time, they move ahead. And I think their strategy or their hope is that particularly if they succeed in cutting off the links between Ukraine and Russia, which is to the northeast around Belgorod, and the links between Donbass and the occupied part of southern Ukraine, which are located near Bakhmut and Zaporizhia and some cities there, if they can break those links, then the Russians will be paralyzed because they have very poor logistics, not only in Ukraine, but even in Russia. And I think the Ukrainians are putting a lot of effort. They're sending sabotage groups into Russia to destroy key rail junctions and all the rest. This, I would say, this is how it's done. What you want to do is cut Russia off, cut the Russian forces in Ukraine off from resupply from Russia, and then I think they're going to converge on Crimea. And Crimea is in trouble now because they've blown up the dam. There is enough water to keep the nuclear reactors cool. There's not enough water for the people in Crimea to drink. And also, since all the water has drained out of this huge reservoir and the river on which the dam was built, and also other rivers that were dammed in Ukraine, after a week or two of sunshine, the rivers are going to dry out and they're going to become essentially roadways, the tanks along which tanks can drive. So the actual terrain of the battle is going to change. I am going to be very surprised if the Ukrainians don't end up, by dint of sort of steady burrowing and all the rest, along a wide, wide frontier, if they don't succeed, eventually get to Crimea. And I think one of the signals will be when the Kerch Bridge goes up. I assume that the Ukrainians could take that out pretty much any time they want. But I think they're working to try to get the Russians to move their troops to the wrong places. In particular, they're trying to get the Russians to move their troops away from Donbass and into the south, which is where the troop presence is very thin, although the occupied area is very large. So I think Ukraine is in, they're in a desperate situation. When was the last time that a country that size fought without allies against Russia? Well, it was Finland. And the Finns did, they did a better job than the Ukrainians are doing. This is largely owing to the geography of Finland and the fact that there's really only one avenue northwest into Finland from St. Petersburg. But in the end, they had to settle. And good old Marshal Mannerheim voted the greatest Finn of all time, although he didn't start learning Finnish until he was 50 years old, member of the Tsar Nicholas's personal guard, but a very great man. He put in place extraordinarily well-devised defenses for Finland, and he also negotiated. He tried to get the civilians to negotiate with the Russians to give away a little bit, make them go away. But the civilians were so hardline that in the end, when the Finns had been overwhelmed by hundreds of thousands of Russian troops, they actually lost more than they would have if they'd done what Mannerheim had done. But we must remember, just as we look at how this is going, we must remember the Russo-Japanese War. We must remember World War I. We must remember the Winter War. And we must even remember World War II, because it was simply Hitler's stupidity that prevented him from, and his ignorance that prevented him from conquering the Soviet Union. That and absolutely immense aid from America. The only country that got more aid from us was the Brits. And the Brits sent everybody they had from their most respected scholars down to Pamela Harriman, I don't think she was Harriman then, but they sent Pamela Digby Churchill. You can fill in the rest of it. They sent her, and they sent everybody to America and used every means from the boardroom to the bedroom to get us into the war. And in 1940, when we didn't go in, they were incredibly disappointed. At least in Ukraine, we have, as I think you said quite rightly, our military is good at supplying stuff, and they are supplying it. Our administration doesn't know anything about war, is not comfortable with war. They like economics. They like international conferences, the type that are fictionally, that really are fiction, but that are discussed in graduate school. But there's not one of them who has done what many of my colleagues have done, which is go into battle.
Let's go to Brussels. Brussels engaged as well, the headquarters of NATO and the EU. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.